is your host, Tim Drake. Today's episode is our recap of our trip to Los Angeles during the Oscars. I know this episode's kind of had a few weeks coming. We had a few other episodes that were kind of time sensitive that had to bump this one back. So we wanted to make sure that we still got it released. We had a lot of fun recording this episode. This trip was just so much fun. As many of you know, Austin and I have kind of made it a tradition, even before Austin and I were working together. You know, I always love being down in Los Angeles during the Oscars. Being able to participate in some of the Oscar festivities, it's always such an amazing time, and just a great way to celebrate film. So Austin and I went back down again here, this time bringing Jesse Knight back with us, as well as Christopher James, you've heard on the podcast multiple times. And it was an absolutely amazing time, and just so much fun, and hilarity ensued. We tell a lot of different stories, including when we were offered hookers and cocaine early one morning. That was interesting. We go through everything and talk about all the fun experiences we had, some of the stuff that we did while we were out there. We recorded this late the night before we headed back to Salt Lake City, just in our hotel room off of Sunset. I just have to say, if you guys are going out to Los Angeles, you want to experience Hollywood, the hotel we stayed in was the Hollywood Guest Inn, and don't stay there. It was a piece of shit. We talk about it throughout the episode, and just some of the nightmares that we had to deal with the management there. But yeah, I mean, it was horrendous. I would not suggest staying there at all. Avoid it like the plague. It is terrible. And if you listen to the episode, you'll hear all about that. Yeah, Hollywood Guest Inn, thumbs down. Yeah, there's my TripAdvisor review for you guys. Not that any of you cared, but had to put it out there anyway, since, you know, we do gripe about it there, and we're still a little pissed off about it. So, yeah, that's my two cents on that. We've got a lot of great guests coming up on the podcast. Earlier today, I actually recorded with Brent Geisler. I've got to know Brent over the last few years through a few different films I've had an opportunity to work with him on, and just kind of through some different bands I used to work with years and years ago. So that episode will come out next week. It was a lot of fun. Last week, I was actually on Christopher James' podcast in Movie Nerds We Trust. If you haven't checked out that episode as well, make sure you download that. Jesse actually came with me on that. We both kind of teamed up with Christopher and Quincy and talked about the Pee-wee movies. So it was a lot of fun talking the Pee-wee movies. I've watched Pee-wee since I was a kid, so that was so much fun being able to sit down and talk about those movies, including the new one, Pee-wee's Big Holiday, that they did for Netflix, produced by Judd Apatow as well. So if you haven't watched that, definitely go check it out. Definitely holds up. We all absolutely loved the new movie and have a lot of fun talking about that. So make sure you check out Movie Nerds We Trust and listen to that episode as well. A lot of great comedy coming up. Make sure you check out some of my favorite comedy venues. Nerd Melt out there in Los Angeles, for all of you listening in Los Angeles, over at Meltdown Comics. So many great shows. Beta Test that Chris Hardwick does. Make sure you check that out. It's always a lot of fun seeing Chris and usually a couple other comics work on that. Open Mic over at Meltdown, the Kyle Clark, one of our former guests. He runs that every week, every Monday night, and that's always just amazing to see. While I was out in Los Angeles a few weeks ago for WonderCon, I went and checked out The Will Show. Jimmy Pardo was on, as well as Todd Glass that night over at Meltdown, and that show was so much fun. The Will Show, it's a monthly show they do over at Meltdown, with a lot of great improv and sketch comedians. Make sure you check that out. Find them on Facebook if you kind of want to know more about their show. Yeah, I absolutely loved that show, so make sure you check out The Will Show. Look up Meltdown Comics, and look up NerdMeltLA.com, and you can see all the upcoming shows that they have. There's so many phenomenal comedians come through there. And a lot of people, even when I tell them about it, they're not familiar with it, so go check that out. Here in Utah, a lot of great shows coming up as well. Over at Wise Guys, Jimmy Pardo is in town next week. We also have Ron Funch is coming to town, Chris D'Elia, Brent Moore, and the Sklar Brothers are coming back to town. So many great ones just over the next couple months. Brian Posehn, he's also coming back, can't forget him. Some of our local favorites as well. Jay Whitaker is going to be up at Wise Guys Ogden at the end of this month. Guy Seidel has a couple shows coming up as well that you won't want to miss. So make sure you go to wiseguyscomedy.com if you are in Salt Lake City and check those out as well to be able to see all the upcoming shows there. Again, this episode was just so much fun. We were so delirious by the end of the night that we didn't even know if this was going to be listenable. And luckily it was. We had a lot of fun. I had to laugh to myself going back through and reliving some of the events that we talked about during this. Yeah, it was an absolutely amazing time. So hope you guys really enjoy this episode. Make sure you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Drake. You can follow the podcast at On The Mic Podcast. On Instagram as well, at TimDrake42. And you know, if you're following my Twitter, my tweets have continually been featured on the Tonight Show website. And a couple weeks ago, Jimmy Fallon even read one on the show, so that was always fun to try and do the hashtags each week with the Tonight Show. Some of those tweets have also been featured on Jimmy Kimmel Live, The Nightly Show with Barry Wilmore. Larry King has read some of them. So make sure that you guys are following me. So I have a lot of fun, being able to talk with everybody on Twitter. And it's really cool, too, because there's a lot of you know my profile picture on there is me in the TARDIS from Doctor Who. And it's always funny, you know, when those tweets pop up on the Tonight Show's website, how many fellow Whovians reach out to me. So it's really cool being able to talk to different people that have a huge fandom for Doctor Who as well. So make sure you guys are following on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook. You can just look it up, On The Mic Podcast with Tim Drake on Twitter, or excuse me, on Facebook. And you'll find it there. Thank you guys so much for all your support, for always listening and giving us feedback. We love hearing from you. Enjoy this episode with Austin Grant, Christopher James, and Jesse Knight from Los Angeles in our hotel room on the Sunset Strip. Enjoy the episode.
Sexy.
You are welcome. You heard it here first, my first single. Louder.
Louder. What's sad is it's not that far off from what, like, so many other...
Right? You look down an album, you're like, oh, Louder.
Louder.
I wonder what that song's about.
Oh, wait. Here's one that's called Louder Now. Oh, wait. Well, this one's more currently loud. It's Louder Now.
Not
just Louder yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, no.
you two look so comfortable.
Well, I am. I'm in my boxers. Basically...
That's why I'm more comfortable than I should be right now.
Exactly.
And Jesse's just tired.
And Jesse is
Jesse's just
yeah.
like,
but God
I,
is
I don't,
going
I don't
looks
care
great.
About the awkwardness of this right now. I am just tired.
Oh, I didn't think it was awkward. But now that you made it awkward,
yeah, Tim,
which
now
I
that you brought
slide,
it up, we are all just
coming. Give me a beer.
Oh.
So now I'm the beer getter.
Yes.
Yeah. I forgot. We have three more.
Yeah, we have to finish them off.
I blocked the fridge, and this is the thanks I get.
I blocked the fridge. See, that's your first problem.
It's not my problem. The hotel blocked the fridge by making me give me only
no,
this.
No, blame the hotel. It's never your fault.
What? That's the hotel's motto, isn't it?
Blame the hotel, yeah.
No, just nothing's their fault.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
True. Our hotel's been a real douchebag.
Holy fuck. It has
keys that don't open doors.
Yeah, how many times have
towels
we had, how many times have we had to get new keys?
There?
Three times.
Yeah, we'd come up and try to oh, I'm like go ahead, you can crack them.
Oh, do you hear that? See, Bud Light, Greg and I have had this conversation many times.
I want to Jesse so bad to just be like
certain beers have certain noises when they open. Bud Light is like that, but Coors is more like a. There's like a third sound in there, and then
it
sounds
like a transformer.
Yeah, it's almost like a mid-transformer change.
In the Coors, it's the extra like half a quart of water that's getting dumped into it.
Yeah,
that's what you're hearing there.
Okay. The water.
Yeah, the water.
Or is that just the Utah beer?
That's just the Utah beer.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, not all course.
This had a nice manly crunch.
Yeah. Manly crunch from Leslie.
My water here had a nice little...
Oh, don't get too wild.
Had a nice little...
Your water that's already been opened with no... Any pressurized...
I pressurized. I went...
Oh, you just made the noise.
Yeah, I made the noise.
What was it again? Can you even hear that?
I can hear it perfectly. Oh. I wouldn't keep doing it if it was just dead air.
That's true.
Okay. Everybody's listening to their, they're like getting extra close. They're pushing their headphones in a little bit farther past the limit. The doctor says don't push a Q-tip. Trying to just hear, what is Tim doing?
What is the limit to not push a Q-tip in? Because I feel like I break that rule a lot.
So I think, once you hit brain.
Once I hit brain? Okay.
Yeah.
What if I have something on my brain that I need to wipe off?
So you swab counterclockwise.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Mm. So if you swab clockwise, that's when you get brain damage.
Oh, well, that explains a lot.
Yeah. Half of the South voting for Donald Trump? Clockwise swirlers.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Clockwise swirlers.
Should we
just yell that at someone? They're like, what the fuck does that mean?
Anytime people go and protest at a Trump rally now, I just want to see somebody with a sign that just says, clockwise swirlers.
Get the fuck out of here, you clockwise swirler.
You
like,
see,
what?
It's the people like that that identify our clockwise swirlers as just being a menace. They're terrible. Bad.
Love the movie Clockwork Orange.
But it was
the Counterclockwork Orange.
Even the Counterclockwork Oranges. They're very good friends of mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know many counterclockwise people.
Then people will be comparing like what Donald Trump's clockwise is to compared to Hitler's or other dictators throughout time.
Oddly enough, they'd all match up. They would be all on dictator standard time.
Yeah, but
watch
those puns.
Whoa,
Dan,
I better watch those puns.
Careful.
I dropped a pun and just made everybody groan.
Yes.
Another hour. We're 5 minutes into this and he's already doing it.
Thanks, Dad. You're so funny. That is what I comment on how.
I think the judge was like,
shit.
Oh,
excuse me. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I took a picture of shit on the ground because it was on Donald Trump's star.
Yeah. I just barely posted the picture of it. So, with the caption, Donald Trump made a personal appearance at a star on the Walk of Fame today.
So, he gave a great speech.
Yeah. The very first thing to like it on Instagram. Was an actual, like, a Trump supporter page.
Oh, my God.
I think, like him, they just hear Trump and they think that it means that, like, everybody's in love.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Look, somebody's supporting him.
They mentioned Trump. I better like it. Yes,
Trump.
Please spread the message.
And just like him, it was a huge poo. Huge.
It was a massive shit. I would know. I pay for it.
I think it kind of looked a little bit like him, though.
Yeah, I think that was just due to the wind.
Yeah, the wind was blowing.
Yeah, the wind was blowing the hair.
Yeah, you can't really tell if it's, you know, if it's him or not. I mean, you're at a distance and the hair's blowing around. It didn't even stink or anything.
Yeah, so couldn't have been him.
It was an imposter.
Yeah, it was an imposter. If it was him, you would have smelled a mile away.
Yeah, probably one of those guys from SNL.
This was like, shit.
Trump? Yes.
Yes, over here.
Over here, I'm building a wall around my star. I've got to keep the poo off of it.
I'm surprised he isn't just sitting there guarding it with a broom, just going,
back off.
I saw a news story the other day of a guy that actually whipped it out and pissed on the star. So I was that, no pun intended, takes some balls. Like, that was, I was pretty cool.
Or a full bladder and a good destination.
You actually witnessed
No, it was on the news. It was on the news.
Oh.
Yeah. Speaking of the news, I was on the news here the other day.
Tim was on
KTLA.
I was asleep when this happened. They bust down the door, wake me up. Just kidding. I think I was already awake.
Yeah, you were already awake.
Yeah, I was already awake. But it was more dramatic when I said he kicked in the door and woke me up.
Like, kicked in and I'm just like, I'm new.
That's not far off from how it happened.
Austin
other than the breaking down the door, that was about it.
Yeah,
Austin has no room to talk when it comes to waking people up, by the way.
Oh!
Wait. Time out. Austin does have room to talk because he wouldn't have woken you up if you had not first woken him up.
Exactly.
It's true.
So, it wasn't like that. Do it properly of how it woke you up.
How did it go? It was just like...
So like... Yeah.
deathly gasps.
Tell the story exactly how you told it to us earlier.
Okay, so yeah, I was having great, wonderful dreams, and then I get awoken by some loud, it's like dying sounds.
It sounded like
dying. I was worried for a second that someone was dying in here, and then I realized it was just them sleeping. Not to name names or anything.
Yeah. Why are you pointing at me then?
I'm drinking my beer. I'm not pointing at you.
Oh,
who's them?
He meant
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was kind of pointing at you.
You need to close the window.
Close the window. Anyhow, yeah, I hear that. And I like get up, not get up, but kind of sit up, look over to Christopher. And I see his chest like raising as it's like, and then I'm like, oh my god, and then like roll over, try to go to sleep. I can't. It's too much. So I get up and I walk over. And I go to grab... Well, I think I did touch your shoulder a little bit. I kind of, like, nudged you, but you didn't even move. And then I, like... The blanket was almost over his mouth. It was, like, right there. And so I was like, oh, maybe if I just kind of, like, lift it up a little bit and smother his face, he won't... And then I grab the blanket, and I start to pull it up. And as soon as I touch the blanket, his eyes, like, open and looks at me. And he's like... He just looks at me. And I go... You're being loud as fuck. And then he's like, sorry. And he just goes right back to sleep. And
well,
that was it.
That was a very, like, soft, like, sorry.
It was. Yeah, I was like, you're being loud as fuck. And you're like, sorry. Just goes right back to sleep. Like,
I warned you guys I snore.
You did warn us, but I did not wake you guys up. Woke me up today again
because
in the
car. I had only slept for an hour up until that point. In 2 days.
That 1 hour is... Was he snoring? You were actually asleep?
Oh, yeah!
The hell? How did you guys not wake up today in the car?
I was still tired.
I woke
again,
myself
I was
up.
Like, hey. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
I woke myself up for my own snores today. Just out of embarrassment. And I'm like, oh.
I'm usually a pretty deep sleeper, but man, those guys.
My snores
you,
have been legendary.
You do have to remember that as of last night when we went to bed. So from that point, I had not slept since about 4:45 Sunday morning, and that was Monday night.
That's not good.
Yeah. So
did you not sleep at all that Sunday night to Monday?
No, I took like a little 30-minute cat nap.
Oh yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah. You woke up and you stood up too fast, and you kind of looked like you were about to die.
Yeah,
you just like stopped, put your hand out like for balance, even though it wasn't touching anything. You're just kind of like, huh? And we're like, oh, Tim's gonna make a prophetic speech.
What's sad is I have so many just like ramblings that I do that with, that it's like my life could have been in danger.
But I saw you had that like weird grin, and your eyes were kind of like half open, and it was like this. And then you kind of regained it.
I'm glad that you did not end up smothering Christopher in his sleep, though.
I debated. But
oh, thanks.
I figured it wasn't ethical.
Yeah, you bastard.
Oh!
Comes out of the dark.
Damn.
Yeah, you bastard.
I thought you were like defending me.
That was my sarcastic tone, so I was.
Really? Scared me.
Yeah.
Because
kind
you totally
scary.
Snored up.
Yeah.
You did that to wake me up.
Yeah,
Jesse's so tired right now that I love that his delayed reactions are just like, yeah, you bastard!
What was that
but
delayed?
You committed.
It was a little delayed.
It was a little delayed.
You're about...
We were now like moving line. Off and then it's like, yeah, you bastard! Would have worked perfectly like 30 seconds ago.
So one of our prominent parts, I must say, of this trip with Jesse's contribution has been his new facial hair.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the pointy beard.
The pointy beard.
Oh yeah.
Or the Jafar, as I like to call it. Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's Evil Troy and Abed. Evil Troy and Abed. But it's great. Like, I like
yes.
that. Every time all
for a response.
Every time all four of us are on, I manage to sing something that all three of you just stare at me at. Like.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Tim. I'm gonna pretend like I know that.
It's a Community reference, but none of you guys have watched enough Community.
I've never seen it.
Nope. I saw the paintball episode. That was funny.
Yeah, paintball episodes are good. But yeah, Jesse has this epic goatee that we weren't expecting.
You're like a dashing devil.
I like that everything we just keep picking is just this nice pointed feature. Because Jesse, like, he'll sit there and think and like.
kind of stroke
the beard and strokes it into a point.
Yeah, he's doing it right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I told him I keep waiting for him to just, like, randomly try to fight a windmill. Because it looks very much like Don Quixote. See, this is how tired Jesse is. He's just like...
Just kind of...
Oh, I'm just delayed.
Defends it. Oh, no. I'm just delayed.
Well, if it happens, you gotta...
Like, another 5 minutes, Jesse's gonna be like... Wait, why do you think I'm gonna, like, chase a windmill? What?
Yeah. Wait, windmill?
Wait, it's pointed?
What beard? Well,
okay.
Yeah,
Austin just laid back. And keep in mind, he's laying here in his underwear. And like laid back and spread the legs a little bit and just like pulled his boxers up a little and
spanked my leg.
He's showing us the whole new world.
I already had dessert today, bitch.
It's a whole new thigh that you've never seen until tonight.
I don't know, you guys.
You're giving me this look like just waiting for me to start adding to it.
Please, Tim, help me. I committed it like on my own. And I burned and crashed and burned. Those Bud Light tastes great.
They do. Oh, man. I think that's been one of my highlights is
the Bud
beer.
Light?
Yeah. Well, one of the highlights of my trip here with you guys has been not only just going with you guys, but first off, the beer actually tastes like beer.
Weird.
Great food.
Not used to that.
You guys introduced me to some great diners out here. 25 Degrees, Mel's Diner, which we had twice today.
Which
is fantastic.
I left half my fucking burrito this morning.
It was not half. It was only an eighth, possibly a quarter, and it was smiling.
Yeah.
Either way, I was looking forward to it later for a snack, and I forgot it. And I paid, like, a lot of money for it. Not a lot, but more than I would for a breakfast burrito.
Oh, man. I'd have to say probably the most expensive thing that I've spent to eat out here was that 25 degrees.
But way worth it.
What about the hooker?
No, I had a punch card. I had a free one.
She did have one leg and an eye patch, so it was probably half price.
That's what I requested.
That's because Christopher goes for the troubled ones.
He does go
oh,
for the
oh, boy, let's
ones.
Not tell that story.
We pull up here at the hotel, and there's
no,
this entire
there's
group
a
of
herd.
Girls. Yeah, it was a herd. And, like, half of them were just, like, they were dressed fairly classy. And they're walking to their rooms. And
I think
there
I
was
called
one,
out, I was like, first one and the one in the yellow dress.
Yeah. And Jesse called one. Jesse called one, and then there was one that was just like straggling behind the rest, dressed a little bit more homely. And Christopher immediately, I like the last one. She seems troubled.
The gimp antelope who's like struggling to keep up with its herd, and it's just like.
And Christopher's the lion that's running up alongside. Hey there! You seem to be missing from the rest of your herd. You want to fight?
Tell me about your daddy issues.
Both.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's a tip, kids. Don't say things or think out loud when you're tired, because I sure did that a lot
on
this trip.
Tim does it every day and somehow manages to make it.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that skill. I'm just like, get silent.
You need to invest in this filter. To where you can be tired and say things that are stupid, but just filter out the really ones.
Yeah. Well,
the ones that remain running jokes for them.
No offense, though.
But it's been great. It's kept us with a lot of
there's
material.
That sarcasm. I should just pull a full-on Tobias Huque and just get a recorder and then just play it and just be like, oh, Christopher.
Oh, Christopher.
Oh, Christopher.
And he's just like,
oh, shucks. Let's see, if you would have had the filter, I don't think that you realized how funny it was until you had said it.
Yeah.
And then the reaction.
That's true.
So you were funny moments. Without being funny, which...
Well, it's like when we were at Warner Brothers, and I spent $40 on a Harry Potter wand, and I pulled out my wand and started playing with it, and then I'm like, Jesse, look at me play with my wand, and I turn around, and one of the guys is there, and I'm like, I'm a 30-year-old man, I bought a wand. And he's like, yeah, I see that, and I'm like, I'm playing with it, too. Is it... Stop looking at me while I play my wand. I start joking around with him.
And he, mind you, he's not finding it that funny either.
Well, fuck that guy. I'm
and then to top it off, so Christopher's done this bit already. I come out to meet up with them, and Christopher goes right back into the same bit with the guy standing right there. Of, hey, Tim, you want to see me play with my wand? And I look up, and the guy's just shaking his head.
Like, oh my
and I looked
God.
At him, and I was like, how many times do you hear that a day? And he was just like, I don't even think I could count. Hundreds.
Just dry.
Yeah, he was just
like, I fucking hate
the wand
that
chose me. I wanted to try it out. People were watching.
We're not
me.
Denying that.
Well, it's a good wand. It's fantastic. It's great.
It's Harry's wand.
No, nobody's questioning your choice nobody's questioning your choice of wand. It was the choice of the joke.
Well,
that you kept
and then we like get onto the car and I'm like, hang on guys, let me put my wand away and I'll catch up to you. So it kept happening no matter what. It's like this situation I have with this girl I work with. She put pepper on my banana and no matter how
it was just funny how that came out of nowhere. This whole thing's just like that girl at work who puts pepper on my banana.
Well, like, no matter what I say, it's pepper to my banana. It just sounds... So now I can't talk about pulling my wand out and playing with it.
You're so lost.
I am too.
You just combined
it's
the
just
two.
Like that girl
I don't really
pepper
know
on
my banana.
You're like...
That's funny. Somebody spiked my Oreos.
So
shake.
Anyway,
I usually have something to segue into, but
place knife. That's okay.
Yeah, it's
all
right.
Well, I mean, we've had some interesting things. In the span of 5 seconds, we got hollered at, asked if we wanted to buy a prostitute, and then asked if we wanted to buy cocaine.
Yeah.
And I said yes, and everybody else walked away, so I had to follow you guys.
Well, what did you say yes to, the cocaine or the hooker?
Both!
Alright.
Yeah, we were walking up Hollywood Boulevard and heading up Highland towards the Hollywood Bowl at about 1 in the morning after the Oscars. And yeah, these two guys, total like pimp suit dude, stopped and she's like, hey, you guys looking for a good time? You guys looking for a good time?
We're not.
And we just keep walking and one of the other guys pops up and is like, no, come on over here. Come on, just come back. I've even got some cocaine. That was the cherry on top, and it's just like, no, thank you.
You can have all of this and cocaine.
The funny thing is that they did fit the stereotype.
Yeah, they
very
absolutely
accurately. They
fit
suits.
The stereotype.
Yeah,
it really did.
Like, guys, don't label drug dealers and pimps.
Yes,
they label
themselves.
Yeah, they
stop.
They labeled themselves.
Yeah,
we read what they were carrying.
You read the cocaine labels?
Yeah.
It's like, warning, this might kill you.
5 grams.
Arbor mist.
So the Oscars were a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So it was a good time. Some surprises. Austin and I usually do quite
fucked.
Well on our... Well, I
but
saw a lot
of... were about 50-50 and we just chose the wrong 50.
So, and I saw a lot of people that, you know, make their picks and stuff. And most people... Because we ended up getting 15 of them, right? Which is incredibly low for us. And
how many?
24. And most people I saw ended up between 15 and 17. So because, I mean, for one, Mark Rylance winning was a surprise. Nobody had that.
Or I don't think Ex Machina.
Yeah, nobody had Ex Machina picked for visual effects. So those two were definitely a surprise.
Couple of the sound ones.
Yeah, and then the sound ones, a lot of people I know were torn, just as we were with The Revenant and Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
So I know those threw everybody in. Editing, I know a lot of people as well have picked The Big Short.
Yep, that's the other one.
So
that went to Mad Max, right?
Yeah, and then Alicia Vikander, I mean, I'm so excited that she won. And she was the one that we had said, you know, we were torn between Alicia Vikander and Kate Winslet. So, and at the same time, we should have been smart enough to look at it and realize, hey, she did win the SAG Award. You know, she's probably going to win it. So, and I think overall, I think we'd even talked about it on there, is that the reason I didn't go with her is because overall, the Danish Girl as a full movie fell flat to me. And so...
Whereas Jobs was...
Yeah, whereas Jobs really... For the fact that it was something so simple with Jobs, that it was such an intense piece of work. So, and Kate Winslet, you know, transitioning all those years and changing her attitude and her perspective with the time, like that one just spoke to us stronger. Had, you know, the Danish Girl maybe been a little bit stronger of a film in general, like, yeah, I probably would have been able to pick Alicia Vikander a lot easier.
So, but that was a ton of fun. And then we didn't...
And Chris Rock, I mean, was absolutely fantastic as a host. So, and I mean, from his opening monologue to every joke in between, they were excellent. And that's what I ended up being on the news out here for, was talking about how Chris Rock represented the diversity during the Oscars. And that was just luckily,
the guy they were just filming was like, hey, you want to talk about Chris Rock?
Well, let's be honest. Tim has had a four-leaf clover up his ass. As
well. Four-leaf.
Oh, yeah. Well, he gets pulled on the set of Conan when we went to go see that. And Jesse's just like, this motherfucking lucky bastard.
That is true, but for the record, I'm glad it picked Tim and not me. I didn't want that kind of attention.
Got to go dance. Do your dance.
Yeah.
Do your
But
thing.
I was glad to
Do
see Tim
thing.
Go up there.
Yes.
He looked like
pictures.
A little kid.
Yeah.
Christmas
Tim
was.
He was giddy.
Which helped
you
him
should
dance
put that video on the website.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Austin was able to get the video of me shaking my ass for the audience at Conan. Are you watching it now?
Yep.
Yeah, look at me go. That's how a fat man moves right there, people.
Woo! Tim's getting it.
Yeah, look at that.
I thought for a second you tried to dance with this girl and she denied you.
I actually thought that too.
Yeah. Right there, it looks like you kind of like turned towards like, hey, you want to...
No, I'm pointing at the guy that they kept saying looked like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Like, I was pointing at him... Because he was doing this whole, and I was saying, hey, look at that. And so I actually start doing the same move that he's doing, trying to jump in with him on it. And
oh, yeah.
The Bill Gates guy was hilarious.
Yeah. He was really funny.
That was thanks to Tim. Tim has given me a lot of firsts on this trip.
Elaborate.
If we're talking about that, I've had that a long time ago.
Well, I don't know.
Like 5 minutes, Jesse's gonna be like, blowjobs!
This message was awkwardly brought to you by Bud Light. That's great. That's great stuff.
That was a good Bud Light hit.
But then Monday we went to At Midnight.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. So after, I mean, we technically Monday morning, me, Christopher, and Jesse went to the after the Oscars live with Kelly.
I slept because I was so behind on sleep and couldn't get a ticket in time. That's totally fine because I would have been miserable.
You would have been miserable. I felt horrible the entire time that Austin wasn't there. I felt beyond
horrible. I honestly don't feel bad at all. I mean, like, I wish I could have gone, but...
I know you say don't feel bad at all. I am going to feel bad all the way through the rest of the year about it.
You should!
Damn.
So I tried to get Austin a ticket, like, for the last couple months, and somehow just couldn't pull it off.
That was a cool experience too.
So, Austin did get to go with me last year to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, this year Brie Larson was the guest, and we all know my love for Brie
Academy
Larson.
Academy Award winner
Brie Larson.
That's right.
Yeah, and her entire interview was really funny. So it was cool to see her take home the Oscar, and then see her the next morning. Watch her kind of relive it all. So it was fun.
That was a great show. It was a lot of fun. There's some guy who awkwardly tried to talk to Kelly and Michael during the breaks, and Michael's like, "Hey, this isn't a Q&A." And then
this isn't a Q&A, but I saw your hand up, so okay.
Yeah. And then there's this older couple that was in line behind us who ended up sitting in front of us. Anytime they would show the camera at us, the old lady would put her arms up above her head and then lean back and just almost hit me in the face. And
did you guys get down on the lower level?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. How far?
We're like...
We're okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, you weren't too far from the stage, though.
No, basically, where the woman that won for costume design for Mad Max, we were one section over from where she was sitting.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it was nice and low. We were right behind like the producer's area.
Yeah.
So like, right. if you look at the picture,
you were like under that.
Yeah, we're under the first mezzanine. So if you look at the picture I posted, like you can actually see the jib crane arm in there, and like the producer's area.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, like it was a really cool spot. So, but yeah, then from there we came back and attempted to sleep. So it just didn't happen. Then we went over to McDonald's, which none of us eat McDonald's. None of us ever eat McDonald's. And then we were like, hey, you know what we should do? We should go to a place that we don't consciously eat at because we know how terrible it is. We should go eat there.
So yeah.
And part of it was Austin needed the internet to send an email for a couple things.
Yeah, charged internet here.
And I was like, hey, McDonald's has internet or there's Starbucks. And we were all hungry and Starbucks was a little bit farther. So it was McDonald's. And within about 45 minutes, we all took turns in the bathroom. It was it was a nice reminder of why I don't eat that crap.
Yeah, and I was telling Tim before the trip, like, I gotta make sure to eat healthy because I can't eat any of this food. And Tim's like, no, it's the most healthiest food. And I will admit,
I did not say healthiest. I said freshest.
Freshest, there we go. It is the freshest compared to the shit back home.
Because it wasn't healthy.
No, but it was fresh.
Oh, I've had more hamburgers in this trip than I've had in a year. Like, no joke. Like, back home, I don't eat hamburgers. I eat fucking steamed veggies, fish, fruits, because I've been trying to...
And I don't even eat meat, but whenever I come out with you guys, I don't want to put you guys out and be like, let's find the vegan bistro. So,
appreciate. And you would say it just like that to you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna force you guys to eat the way that I eat. And so I put my thoughts aside and say, let's fill you guys up with some meat. Totally did not come out right. I push you guys aside and want to fill you up with meat.
You didn't do that?
No, I did not do that on purpose that time.
Like 99 times out of 100.
Yeah, most of the time. Most of the time, I make that totally intentional. That time.
You did earlier. You said something earlier, and I was like, was that intentional or not? And you're like, oh, yes, it definitely was. And I was like, okay.
Just yeah.
I've learned a lot about Tim on this
trip. I used to respect you and think you were...
If you respected me beforehand, you were just... That was on you.
I still respect you, but some of it's questionable respect. But it's still... Respect. Either way. It's like you get molested by your history teacher, yet he's a great teacher and you don't want to change the classes.
What?
For the record, I did not stick or touch anything near Christopher's balls or asshole. So I did not molest him like his high school history teacher.
I don't know what I just said.
You compared me to a high school history teacher
so
with less people.
Right, I
kind
of zoned out for 10 seconds.
Oh, thanks, man.
I'm just thinking, if a fucking teacher molested me, I wouldn't give a shit how we talk. I'd get the hell out of
Holy it. Shit, I did say that. Oh my god.
I just wouldn't let him pepper my banana.
That's where he draws the line. Tickle my tiddlybits, but you stay away from my banana,
Tim,
sir.
If you have any intentions like this, history teacher, I'm done.
So, no. So, I mean, but after his history teacher peppered his banana, he had to put yogurt on him. He had to put yogurt on him for at least 3 days.
Let's leave some conversation secret for God's
sake. Let's leave the pepper out of this.
I'll tell you guys one story about my past.
I used one completely crazy
The story came out of
comparison.
Nowhere.
I don't even
know
how
I don't either. You were talking about the gimp girl, and then you like, oh, it's just like that girl that peppered my banana. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know what's happening. Fucking California air is doing something.
Because of all the pot that's in there.
Can I say, I have loved being able to stroll down the street and just smell marijuana.
Get a random whiff. A random gust of marijuana wind.
Yeah.
The marijuana winds are blowing through town.
Yeah. Little Pineapple Express right in my face.
I wish I had that recording.
You do have it recorded.
Oh, I'm on film. Like, a visual of that. Oh, okay.
Visual aid.
Okay. Anyhow.
So Monday, we ended up going
chocolate
down.
Chocolate on a Monday.
Oh, that's right. I was like, I've heard this.
Blank.
No, I've heard it. I was like, I was just trying to connect that the neurons were misfiring again.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Continue.
Yeah, don't interrupt me when I interrupt you, Austin.
Yeah, Tim totally interrupts freaking Jesse and I talking. Mel's today. We're like deep in a conversation about like England or Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Tim's like, hey guys, look at this picture that just posted on Facebook.
Like, it was like a sunset.
Yeah, it was
picture.
Like a fucking sunset. I'm like, Tim, you had to show that right now.
And Jesse just delayed, slightly delayed.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, yeah. You're like, look at the picture that Rio Tinto just posted. It's like,
yeah, and then like Oz looking at it, like, and then Jesse's just like, Tim, don't interrupt us when we're talking. So, which then he was interrupting me while I was interrupting, so.
It was an inception.
It was an inception of interruption. An interrupted interception.
You and your damn beautiful sunsets.
Whoa.
Wow.
So, on Monday, we ended up going over to At Midnight with the lovely Christopher Hardwick. The lovely Christopher Hardwick.
If he was willing, would you open mouth kiss him?
I didn't realize this turned into a truth or dare session.
Jesse, now you. Truth or dare?
What part of this
trip
has
been?
What's
the girl's name that did that monologue at Conan?
Carmen Lynch?
Yeah, the part where she's like talking about doing truth or dare with a 5-year-old was so
funny.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
That was
Carmen Lynch coming to Wise Guys in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So,
it's gonna be cool to see there.
She was fantastic. I was really excited that she was gonna be on.
You're a dick. But you totally get me, so yeah. I can wait 11 years. You're single or of age.
So but yeah, At Midnight had Jordan Klepper from The Daily Show, Mike Yard from The Nightly Show, and the absolutely adorable Ron Funches.
Who's also gonna be a Wise Guy.
Yeah, also gonna be a Wise Guys in May 6th and 7th, I believe.
Oh yeah.
So, but their entire group, now that Austin's laying back, so King Henry's come out to play.
Yep.
King
hey,
Henry.
We can see your balls, Bumblebee Tuna.
Bumblebee Tuna.
Ace Ventura.
You had to give it the pause. Ace Ventura didn't just walk past him and say, I can see your balls, Bumblebee Tuna. It was, I can see your balls, Bumblebee Tuna.
What did I fucking Ron Paul that?
You did.
Oh,
you did.
I'm sorry. I can't accurately quote, you know, when nature calls. So, yeah.
Is there anything else? Yes.
No, it's...
You just said it like you had more, and it's like, just kind of ended it.
I know more.
No, that show was fun as always. So, I've always loved attending At Midnight. And
I didn't even know that show existed until last night.
Yeah, when I brought you and introduced you to the world.
I wish we would have been able to go on tonight, because then it would have been a fun show to go
to. Yeah. So, a former guest of both of our shows, Mr. David Koechner, was on tonight.
Yeah, there's a couple pretty good other people in there, too. Let's see.
Even after we finished that, that's when we introduced Christopher to 25 Degrees over there in the Hollywood Roosevelt, so which is always just delicious. And then we walked down to Meltdown, hoping to jump over to open mic, and it ended early.
Yeah,
so I was a little sad. I guess not enough people signed up this time around, and I was gonna hit up Kyle and ask him to get us put on, but I was like, there's no way that we're gonna get done in time at midnight. Normally we wouldn't have, but yeah, this time it. It was one of those, it probably could have worked after all, but...
Yeah, it would have been fun to pop my, comedy cherry in another state besides Utah. Wow. But we'll get it next time. It was still just fun just to...
We'll get it next time.
Yeah, we'll get it next time. Good game. It was still fun to go to the Meltdown like comic book shop and check all the cool shit out there.
Yeah.
Me and Jesse and Tim had a great time, like, nerding out over all the cool shit. I really... was very much contemplating buying this Pee Wee Herman artwork for $40, but I couldn't I still regret it, but it was...
So if you want to pick up a Pee Wee Herman art piece for just $40, find yourself over to Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles on Sunset Boulevard and pick it up for just $40. That's a Pee Wee Herman art piece for $40.
This message brought to you by...
There was a cool Bulbasaur one, too, that I really wanted.
There's a couple Doctor Who ones in there that I was just like, do we need more Doctor Who stuff?
There was also this one that
was... No, you don't.
Simply no.
Yeah. There was this really cool Back to the Future one that showed all of Lorraine's characters from the Back to the Future trilogy. Like, all of her, like, her younger self, her older self. Her as like the wife in the third one.
You're just sitting there scratching your ass,
yes,
aren't
I
you?
Yes, I did just scratch my ass. If you could hear it, can you hear it?
Of course I can hear it.
Like sandpaper?
Yeah, anybody that just heard that, that was totally Austin just like bare cheeking it, just scratching his ass.
Oh my God.
This has got to be like the most homoerotic podcast we've ever recorded. Austin's just laying here in his underwear. Spread
I
eagle.
Am comfortable with my sensuality.
So, but today, after Meltdown, we walked back up to Hollywood Boulevard. I had to run over to Second City.
Yeah.
I needed a new Second City shirt. My other one, after the last over a year, has finally started to show its wear. So I needed to go pick one up while I was here. And so we ran over and got that. And had a few awkward experiences because... I was waiting outside one of the shops for Jesse and Christopher. I was actually tweeting and playing hashtag wars like I do. And,
Like I do.
And, this, I think he was homeless? This guy comes up to me that we had already encountered once on Sunset. That just randomly was like, hey guys, wanna smoke some weed? And we were just like, no.
What a nice guy.
He was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
he
but
was
then
crazy.
He said
he offered
didn't.
To smoke weed, though.
He was a very generous kind of individual.
Sure.
He was crazy.
Okay.
And we were just like, no thanks. And right as we said that, he's like, I mean, I don't smoke weed or nothing. No, I don't. And we were like, all right, that's weird, because you smell like you're like swimming in a cloud
oh,
of it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And so we end up on Hollywood Boulevard, a little bit of a distance away.
Yeah.
And there he is. And he just sees me leaning up against the fence and just comes up to me and immediately just like, so like Batman and Superman, like they're gonna fight. So, but like Batman needs to get like the kryptonite from Lex Luthor, and then when he goes to find Lex Luthor, and just like goes into this entire thing, and like normally that's my heyday. Somebody comes up and they want to talk.
You're like, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm like, actually, excuse me. Let me explain to you how this actually goes. You see, Batman versus Superman, and I would launch into some crazy thing that Austin's eyes usually glaze over during, and. This time it was me that was just like, oh God, please let this in. Because I didn't have an out. This guy didn't seem to understand. Like, I didn't want to talk to him because he was nuts.
Why don't you want to talk to me?
And so, like, Jesse finally joined me. And I was just like, I'm kind of looking at Jesse and just like,
oh. I thought you were enjoying the conversation.
No, I was not.
Well, then he starts talking about, like, Muhammad Ali versus Superman, which is a real comic.
Yeah, it's a real comic, but yeah, like he just started like he didn't take a breath. I don't think if you were to look at a transcript, I don't think there was like a period or comma or anything in that. So it was just like one long-winded 5-minute like rant.
Oh yeah.
It was very strange, and then like the second he leaves, all of a sudden two other guys come up to us and just like, "Can we play you a song? We just got here and we just want to play you a song." We're like, "All right." And so they play us a song. And to be honest, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I was kind of impressed. I expected it to be the typical things when people come up to us out here and want to play us a song where it's just like, oh, wow, you did LSD before this, didn't you?
Yeah, if I wasn't so tired, I would have found it whimsical as shit, but...
Yeah, it was cool. And then as soon as they were done, we were like, no, that was good. And they're like, yeah, actually, we just barely met. We didn't write that song. So he was just playing something and I sang along. And
he
I was
did?
Like, no, he did. Like, oh. the dude that was singing, we were like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, yeah, so we're trying to make an album. Can you guys give us any money?
Yeah.
We're like, no, we don't have any money. Like, yeah, I can tell you that's a good song. I'm going to fucking pay you for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the catch, is like, everybody seems nice here. And then they're like, by the way, can I charge you for this conversation?
Let's not generalize that as everybody it's the crazies on Hollywood Boulevard.
That's true.
It's literally a block of street area that from Orange to Highland, pretty much, that they're just like, hi!
And we're right in the middle of it.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, they're just like, hi, I want to be your friend. You want to be my friend too? Yeah, $5, please.
That's what that lady said last time to a fucking tree. She was on LSD.
Oh, yeah.
She was out talking.
No, she was on PCP.
Or PCP, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
PCP. That was interesting.
Yeah, we had a lady last time. We were staying in the same, literally the same hotel room.
Yes.
So, and there was a lady outside screaming at a tree.
And then we came back.
We came back, and the police were arresting her. 4 hours later,
though she was on a stretcher.
Oh, that's right.
And she was like the exorcist, like head rolling around, like, blah, 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 like speaking gibberish. And the guy's like, almost routine. He's done this a million times. Like, what are you on? The flashlight in her eyes. And she's like, PCP. Passing out. It was kind of creepy, but kind of cool at the same time.
Yeah, because then Austin leaned over and was like, you got me left. I can take this off
you.
You
should give some to me.
I can help you with this.
I love PCP.
I don't. Yeah, then we got back here and crashed like there was no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was, as I had showed these guys, I just got a Fitbit a week ago. And I've been very fascinated with how it tracks my sleep. And it was just like a nice sea of dark blue for almost the entire night. Because I was just so damn tired. And yeah, it was some good sleep and still not enough to completely catch up for like 2 days worth.
Yeah.
So and then I had promised Jesse that I'd take him to Mel's this time around. And we did go to Mel's for breakfast.
Thank you.
So and we finally got that out of the way for him. So and then yeah, it was over to Burbank. After a little bit of a debacle trying to be able for all of us to fucking shower.
Oh, yeah.
So, because our hotel, so because we had a late night during the Oscars, so we put the Do Not Disturb sign on our door, as you do. And then as we left around noon to head over to Hollywood Center Studios for at midnight, we took it off the door and came back, you know, hours and hours later, and nothing had been done to our room. So they didn't bother cleaning it, and then first thing today, I sent Christopher over to the office to go grab us some towels, and they immediately just are on the defensive like they had been waiting this whole time.
Oh yeah.
So just no, you had the sign on your door. You guys don't get your room cleaned or anything. We're like, well, we took it off the door at noon, and they're like, nope, if it's still up at 11, we don't clean. So we're like, all right, cool, thanks, because that's what every hotel does. So it kind of screwed us over, and they were like, yeah, we'll get you some towels shortly. And we waited like a couple hours and no towels, and we were running down on time. And so I had to finally go down and try to get them. And at first they again tried to put up an argument just to give us some fucking clean towels that we should have been given for the room we are paying for.
Well, you said just as you walked in, they just automatically just said... They just went on the defense about that. You didn't even say
anything. Yeah, I didn't even say anything. They knew why I was there. Yeah. So, and then after, like, they finally, like, he yells to one of the maids that was in one of the other rooms, and she just was like, I don't have any towels. And then he walks back into the office and opens the thing up of 4 brand new towels. Like, he just had them sitting right there and just told Christopher, yeah, we'll get them to you.
Yeah. I normally don't like want to tell people to go fuck themselves, but...
You've told me like 50 times this trip.
Out of love.
By the way, I just tagged you in the Kazoo Kid video, so you can finally see it. Really off topic, but I needed to tell you.
Okay.
Continue.
I said...
Jeez, Austin, why did you interrupt?
Oh, how does it feel? Now you know, Tim.
High five?
Oh, me.
There's Jesse's delay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you guys just delayed for like 5 minutes.
No, it's fine. I'm getting like delirious tired.
Yeah.
Christopher does have this look on his face that any moment now he's just going to be like...
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Pretty much
I'm going to start pulling my Darth Vader down off the elliptical.
So, but, yeah, then, I mean, the rest of today really consumed, or, yeah, it was, words aren't forming. It was.
Hey, that's my job. Yeah.
We went over to Warner Brothers. Went to Conan.
That was amazing.
So that was a fun time as always. I've lost track of how many times I've been to Conan now. So it is above 10. Somewhere in the teens, I believe.
Oh wow.
So and it was a lot of fun. I danced as we talked about at the top of the show. I danced. I shook my ass for a.
You shook your ass on Whitespace car.
Yeah.
SUV.
Yeah, I did. I did some ass shaking. It was a.
What, are you getting interrogated by the cops? Yes, yes, sir. I did. I did shake my ass on Whitespace car. I don't know. I felt like a whimsical kid through this whole trip, just like all the stuff that we've done. I warn these guys, I get very touristy, so I've been snapping pictures like a madman. And Tim's been a very gracious, tour guide through this whole thing, which has been a lot of fun.
I do what I can. I enjoy like when somebody's here for the first time, showing them around. It's funny because I've literally done it in like stages with all three of you. Like, I've just come with Austin a few times and shown Austin around, and then we added Jesse into the mix and then showed Jesse around. And then this time around brought you down. And sooner or later, I can just start booking my own visit Los Angeles and Hollywood tours and just drive an entire bus down.
On your left, you will see.
On your left, you will see the Hollywood sign. It was erected originally to say Hollywood Land when it was a real estate development in the early 1920s. And then later on, we'll take a left down here, and this is up on Franklin Avenue. And here, right off of Franklin, you will see the White Hotel that was actually used for the front of Pretty Woman. And also, if you recall the Seinfeld episode where Kramer moves to Hollywood, this is also the front of the building that was used as Kramer's apartments while in Hollywood. Now, to the left over here, as we head down Franklin Boulevard.
We better get off on this next one, huh, boys?
Yeah.
So if you think about it, if you followed the way that I was going, everything was on the left.
That's true. Oh. Everything, Tim.
Because I took a left right there, to go up to where the apartment was. That you would take a left, and you can see the Hollywood sign.
Oh yeah.
And then if you take the other left, it does work.
Oh man, speaking of that
Jesse walk. Just gave me the look that was like, "Shut the fuck up, I'm tired." Jesse's just gonna start blaming the beard for things. People are gonna be like, "Jesse, I think killed that guy," and Jesse's just gonna be like, "That was the beard."
I am innocent. The beard.
The beard's just gonna be like, "Don't you dare put this on me!
I will shame you."
I think I just pulled something in my neck when I did that.
I'm not surprised at all.
I'm not surprised at all.
I don't know.
Jesse's beard's gonna be like the criminal guy in The Simpsons when Homer gets a. Poke my nipple? What are you doing?
I just saw it and I felt the urge to poke it. While I'm in my boxers. And
Christopher just starts telling the story and Austin just leans over and just pokes his nipple ever so softly.
In all fairness, it was titty karma because I talked to your nipples at Midnight Line. I just went up and said, hello, to Tim's nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, to Tim's nipples.
Yeah.
Not my nipples.
Yeah. You, by proxy, gave me the titty karma, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
The wrath
channeled.
Of God. But. Okay, and
the wrath of Ganesh, the Indian nipple god.
There's an Indian nipple god. I'd love to see that totem pole.
Yeah.
Well,
like
not of the nipple god. I don't want to see the nipple god's totem pole. Because, I mean, I just want to see the totem pole.
You know where it will be?
I'm digging.
You know where you'll find it, though. You'll find it on your left, along with everything else.
We're like delirious now.
I'm so, oh my god.
So guys, it's been a fun trip. I'm not ready to go home.
No,
me neither.
So, but
fuck you,
we have a lot of great things coming up at home.
Yeah.
So Austin just got cast in a big special movie that he can't really talk about just yet.
Big movie. Yep.
So, but when Austin can talk about it, we will
say it on here.
We'll talk about it
with everybody.
We got a call back for another big movie. We'll see how that goes.
So I want you to get it so badly just because of how goofy your original audition ended up being for it.
Yeah, it was silly. I tried to eat a granola bar during it because I thought it would be funny. And I know no one else was probably going to make their piece funny because there's not a lot in there. So maybe if I just eat a granola bar during this whole thing. But I didn't have the granola bar prepped open. So I went in, like, I started the lines and stuff, and I tried to, like, rip it open with my mouth, and a piece of the wrapping got stuck to my chin, kind of, and it was like, I was, like, eating the granola bar with the thing stuck to my chin. I was, like, trying to blow it off my chin while doing this thing. Somehow I got a callback. I was, like, well, I fucked that one. And, but, yeah, I got a callback the other day, but I wasn't able to go because I'm here. Dang it. And, but we'll see. They're going to look at my first tape again, which I was like, shit. That's the goofy one. Don't look at that one.
They'd be like, that guy went for it. It was weird, but he went for it.
Fucking weird and stupid, but hey, he committed.
So anybody that has stuck around and listened this long, I applaud you.
Yeah, congratulations.
I absolutely applaud you. Give yourself a round of applause.
I will give you two butt scratches.
She heard that. That was Austin giving you two butt scratches right on the right cheek.
Yes.
Butt scratcher.
Scratcher.
See, aren't you glad, though, I understood which side was which this time? Yeah. Austin had his Tinder out, and he was looking at it, and I was just like, I tried to reach down to his phone and just start swiping, which I did to both Christopher and Jesse at random points. So Jesse caught on pretty quick and would just pull up their pictures so I couldn't do it. So that it was just our pictures I was flipping through. So but I did it to Austin thinking, ha, 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 look what I did. Swiping right on just anybody that had popped up. And I mixed up what side was which. And I was swiping left and Austin just looks at me and he's like, yeah, it's a good thing there was nobody on that I would have cared to match with. And I was just like, what? And then I realized, yeah, I'd swiped left on all of them.
We forgot to...
Tinder, I just got a new Tinder message.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to talk about Jesse's P-Venture at Live and Kelly. And Michael.
Oh yeah, Jesse did have a P venture, but we'll talk about that on the episode that we'll record next.
To be continued.
So this episode finishes with the to be continued. Ooh. On next week, you will hear the tale of Jesse having to find his way and pee while in the Dolby Theater, and while peeing in the Dolby Theater, the many ghosts that he experienced in the lavatory, and maybe. You will find out what the boys find as they travel down the rails of the west!
Woo! Did you say 2P continued?